860 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And we're going to begin with, you know, who is running this country? Who's running what is happening in America? Well, it's suspected that right after the 2020 election, that the Rockefeller family, the Rockefeller interests, the criminal cabal of over 120 years, actually longer than that, 140 years, took over American energy policy. One of the first things they failed to do, and did do, not felt, did, is they took over the energy, pipeline. They ended the pipeline. They shut it down. I think they stopped the shale projects in North Dakota, North or South Dakota. Then there is a Wicked Witch of the West, another Wicked Witch of the West, born in Ukraine, transplanted in America, Victoria Nuland. It appears as if she's the one who is running foreign policy. Some would think that it was some of Obama's. In fact, she was an Obama appointee. Then thirdly, word is that Obama is in the process of taking control by using puppet strings, domestic policy, political policy, executive decisions, writing executive orders for the puppet, and whoever is playing the puppet, whoever is playing that role at the moment. So could it be that the one we're beginning to find out who is actually giving and writing executive orders? He never ever left power, total power. Donald Trump replaced him. But still, he continues to be someone that is in the political arena, more so through senior executive service in the background. As I can get my notes together here. Now, the Rockefellers, they closed the Colonial Pipeline, the shale operations in the Dakotas, and the Rockefellers by 1889, they controlled New York City. Nothing happened in New York City without their knowledge, their direction. By I'm trying to find the date as to about when the Rockefeller family actually took over the United States of America and have really been the family that has owned not only oil, rail, everything that pertains to energy, but owned the United States of America, controlling presidents, putting presidents in, making sure the right people are in the Republican, in Congress, in the House of, in the Senate, House of Representatives, influence everywhere. Family that decided to, made the decision to use pharmaceuticals to manage food. It goes on and on. You'll spend a year if you decide to just research all that the Rockefeller family / foundation has done in this country to maintain control. But they, as a ruling power of this nation, have been shaken. They hire the best. Henry Kissinger, Dulles Brothers. It goes on and on back in the 50s. They set policy after World War I, after World War II, in between the Great Depression. There was a Holodomor in Ukraine. I forget how many people died of starvation, disappeared. There was also an American Holodomor during the 1930 and on to about 1940, about a 10-year period. We'll get to that in a second. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360khnc.com.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm, who have courage. And if there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace, it's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Okay, every day, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, Present Truth, podcast, 1360KHNC, for these programs, the other hosts on the podcast. Something startling So we have a family that has ruled this country, still rules the country. Their powers has been shaken. Their dynasty, we've seen Donald Trump. He destroyed the Clinton dynasty / Rockefeller politically. The Clintons will never politically ever come back to political power. Donald Trump destroyed their political dynasty. Donald Trump destroyed the dynasty of the Bush family. Their political dynasty has ended. There will never be another Bush family member that will ever be in high positions of political power again, other than what they may have presently. The dynasty destroyer. He destroyed, Trump destroyed the Clinton political dynasty. Hillary will never have political position again. Her daughter will not have political, in the future, any political positions. But Donald Trump was not able to begin the destruction of the Rockefeller hold over the United States of America. That would take another gentleman, two gentlemen from two other countries, Vladimir Putin from Russia, Xi Jinping from China. These two individuals, their countries, in a partnership, is bringing an end to American world hegemony and the Rockefeller world control. The Rockefellers are about to end their hold over this country and their hold that they have via policy over many nations of the world. We see the genesis of the Rockefeller families back in 1870. Now we're going to see the apocalypse upon that family. Their power has been shaken. They've owned China. They're still trying to work with China. They're trying to somehow convince Xi Jinping and the Communist Party that it's their best interest to work with the United States. China's not going for it any longer. Russia isn't going for it either. Many nations in the world are no longer tender toward the United States of America. So, we're watching the end of a family, in my opinion, my view, deep in the occult, deep in the occult for generations, hundreds of years. There, you know, as you go back into history, you don't see too much about the Rockefellers. They tried to hide their past, but nevertheless, research, people dig, and they do find the truth. Now, one thing that's been hidden about the Rockefeller family, which I guess you could say isn't hidden, is their ties to secret societies. Freemasonry, Illuminati, Skull and Bones, generally more secret societies in the line of Pilgrim Society. The Pilgrim Society, it is the, you might say, the center of the occult power structure internationally. Everything to some degree works with, all these secret societies work with Pilgrims. Pilgrims has in it Skull and Bone members, Freemasonry, Knights of Malta, Jesuits, what am I missing? About 100 other occult societies. I spend the rest of the hour giving you the names, and I don't want to do that. But one of the things that's very interesting is the matter of, okay, you ready? Nazism. Nazis. They are basically, they won't come out and admit it, But they are very protective of, they were protective of Adolf Hitler when he came to power. They, through the CIA, the reason the CIA, in a sense, came into existence, and the OSS before that, was Rockefeller intelligence. Oh yes, it was intelligence for the United States of America, our national security, but also it was a private, it was an agency that was created, used to protect Rockefeller interests internationally. This is the CIA. This was, I use the term Praetorian Guard for the Nazi, for the Rockefeller slash, I believe personally, Nazi family. They protected Hitler. They brought Hitler to power. They distanced themselves from any, you know, hiding their allegiances to Adolf, to the Third Reich. But nevertheless, presently in this administration, many Nazis, or they wouldn't, I guess you could say they would declare themselves to be Nazis. They have taken the Nazi, embraced Nazism. CIA is full of Nazis. Now there's a woman by the name of Victoria Spartz. She's an Indiana Republican. She proposed an amendment to the 2024 Pentagon funding bill that would remove the 2018 prohibition on funding the Azov Nazi military in Ukraine. And there's a fellow Republican, Andy Ogles of Tennessee, who wants to explicitly ban the Pentagon from providing intelligence to Azov. The Spartz Amendment would strike Section 8105 of the bill, which prohibits funds to the Azov Battalion. The Azov Battalion is a Nazi battalion. It is separate from, you might say, the Ukrainian army to a great degree. The Azovs, they have support. Vladimir Zelensky have supported him. He's Jewish. He has Jewish blood in him. Nevertheless, they're collaborating together. And they have pretty much stated to Zelensky that if you betray us, if you do anything, if you decide to try to bring peace to this war, you're going to be assassinated. Zelensky isn't long for this world, I don't believe. I really don't. I think Zelensky is, he's just, you might say he's a walking dead man. At some point, right now, I've talked last week that the CIA in this country is planning to possibly assassinate him and blame it on Russia. Zelensky knows that wherever he goes, he has to watch what's going on behind him, because he's probably a walking dead man. Excuse me. So anyhow, this lady, she is a Nazi. She's supporting the Azov Battalion. She may not call herself a Nazi, but to support this kind of religion, you can't, why would you want to support and fund the Azov Battalion? Why not just fund Ukraine? But specifically, Azov. It was the Azov Battalion was set up by neo-Nazi Andrei Belitsky after the 2024 U.S.-backed coup in Kiev. This was the Obama coup, the greatest coup in recent history. This was an Obama objective with Victoria Nuland. Like I stated last week also, you see there's a football game taking place between Russia and the United States of America. It's not with NATO. No, NATO is the American military in Europe, Central and Eastern Europe. It's America. The football game is between the United States and Russia. The 50-yard line is Ukraine. Whoever can hold that line will be the victor. Russia has held it. America didn't think Russia would be able to go a year, 18 months, and hold that line. They figured, and they figured incorrectly, that within possibly 6 months, Russia would fail, and Russia would be brought to her knees. But Russia has gotten stronger. And in the meantime, Russia now, just before the war began, Russia, in a partnership with China, has made it clear to America, and not just America. I have to go back and repeat this. It's not America, in a sense, that China and Russia are against. They are against this globalist New World Order takeover of the whole world. It is a Rockefeller plan. It has always been a Rockefeller plan. The Rockefellers picked up this type of thought from Cecil B. Rhodes. He was in England, then into South Africa, Rhodesia. He was a Satanist. His advisor, you could say, was a high satanic priest. And they put together an objective, a all-white, which Adolf Hitler took Cecil B. Rhodes' philosophies of Aryan power. It is a religion. It is an occult religion. And that religion is still alive. You know, the individuals that are so full of hatred toward the white people, well, I don't know, it's not necessarily, I would have to say that I don't believe they hate all white people. They just hate those people that are white that have brought so much misery upon the world, like the Bidens, like Jimmy Carter, like Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, these individuals. This is who they're against. They're at war with the Rockefellers. This is a Rockefeller war. We may see it as a war against the United States versus Russia. It's a war against true Christianity in Russia against satanic those who worship Satan in the West. And the Rockefellers, we're going to go to a break. We'll be back to continue. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360khnc.com for podcasts. They're at war with Christianity, the Rockefellers. These type of people, these dynasties, are at war with Christianity. The Christian people are sound asleep. And so are most of the people in this country. We'll be back.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kibas Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC-free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the new world order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
I see that worried look upon your face. You got your troubles, I've got mine. She's found somebody else to take your place. You got your troubles, I've got mine.
So to continue, the world is at war with the Rockefellers. China, Russia are at war with the Rockefellers. When you say America, think of the term Rockefeller. For almost 140 years, they have been so influential in this country. Their time is coming to an end. You know, the Bible talks about, in Revelation, I believe it's chapter 6, the rulers of the world, the rich men, and the captains of the world. The captains are the militaries that keep the rich and the rulers of the world protected from societies, from the people of their nations, of their societies. And America, the New World Order, the one world order, the order of the ages. This plan, ancient plan, is being carried out by a family. It has been carried out by a family. Russia and China are at war with the Rockefeller New World Order. Also included in this Rockefeller network is Bill Gates of Hell. Anthony Fauci, Klaus Schwab, these individuals. Birds of a feather flock together. The very powerful occult people, they have a, you might say, an occult cosmic law. They find people that have high occult ability, high occult, not ability, pedigree. And they work with other members in the occult that have high satanic power. You know, in my opinion, looking at Fauci, yes, he comes from a lineage of ancient high occult power. They were from the Abyss family, A-B-Y-S-S, pronounced Abyss. From the Abyss. Then you have Klaus Schwab. Why would the Rockefellers, via Henry Kissinger, why would they choose a man like Klaus Schwab to begin the World Economic Forum? He was handpicked. Was he brilliant? What were his qualifications? His high occult family pedigree. He comes from a family of satanic priests going way back. You can look this up if you have the time. When you have high occult power, you are desirable for these type of people in power in government or in the corporations. It's a biblical principle. If you go back to Egypt, at the time of Joseph, when he was in Egypt, there were, I believe it was 27 provinces, and each province in Egypt had a priest, an occult priest. And that occult priest, they worshipped either a frog or lice or flies or water, the sun, the moon, the river, the whatever. And each priest had power through that god over that region. Then you go to ancient Babylon. You had in Egypt then, you had sorcerers, the magicians, soothsayers, Chaldeans, all working in the occult. Then in Babylon, when Daniel is in Babylon, the young Jewish boy who was captive, he ends up in Nebuchadnezzar's administration, and he becomes a counselor to Nebuchadnezzar, taking care of his books financially. And there's magicians, soothsayers, Chaldeans, people involved in witchcraft. This is how you build the societies. It's no different today in America. There are verses in the Bible, in Jeremiah, well, actually in Isaiah 47. America, at its birth, had people involved in witchcraft right from the beginning. And all through America's centuries, there have been people involved. And these are not just people into witchcraft, little dabblers that might take a mouse or a bird and sacrifice a mouse or bird. No. These people are high satanic priests involved in the building this nation, bringing this nation to what it is presently. And at the end, according to the Bible, America would be a nation full of very powerful satanic individuals who have power to cast spells out over the land to keep the people blind from what the, from their what they are doing in the dark. The power to, you might say, you know, you hear of the Sandman throwing dust in the air and the people fall asleep. Not a myth. True. They can do this through the power of witchcraft. They do do it. Deception. It's Satan's main tool. Well, this country is being led by high priests in another order. And within Nazism, Hitler was successful because these men that were around him in the SS and others that were hidden were very powerful in the occult. Very powerful. So powerful, they were able to use deception. They were able to use the power of speech to tell a lie, to repeat the lie, to make it a big lie, to get people to believe that the Aryan race was going to take over the world. Well, it wasn't, it was too soon. The Aryan race wouldn't take over the world then, but it would continue, and we're at a point now where it appears as if that could be the possibility. It isn't, but could be. Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi. Let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out-sized trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Over the rainbow, way up high. So, in my view, the nations of the world are tired of Rockefeller witchcraft, tired of Rockefeller power. And one thing again, these type of people, they find people who are high priests in the occult world. This is who they put to work. Henry Kissinger. It was no accident he would choose Klaus Schwab. Powerful Aryan witchcraft. Nazism is a religion, a very powerful ancient religion. It's not accidental that the Rockefellers would be involved with Anthony Fauci. Not just because he was at the right place at the right time. No. It's because going back to the 1600s, Schwab, 1500s, and the power of their occult lineage. The American people, they may not view things the way I do, which I would say they don't. Not many people do. But as someone who studies the Bible, I look at the dynasties in the Bible. I look at how God has done things with these societies, with Egypt, Greece, Rome, Babylon. These nations were steeped in the occult. And as you study the Bible and you see how these powers, what is used behind the scenes to make these nations powerful, it's always the occult. Things don't change. Things stay the same. And looking at America, looking at the people in America who have the highest, you might say, satanic power, you start to find who these individuals are, these families, and you realize that the people in these families, from generation to generation, are never free from the power of the occult. If they, the members, should decide that they want out, they'll get out all right. They'll get some kind of flu. They'll get a flu. Many who were around certain powerful people in Arkansas would get the flu. Then when those people went to Washington, some people would get the flu. Everybody's getting the flu. Vince Foster, he got the flu. He decided he wanted out. He didn't want any part of it any longer. He got the flu. These type of people. They don't get out. Once you're in, you are there forever. Forever. And so, this is the war that is taking place. China is tired. The China, you know, the Rockefellers into China back in 1860, selling them kerosene lamps. China has been hostage of not America for a while. Yes, you could say America as a country, but later hostage to a family. The Saudis, hostage to a family. The Rockefellers. You know, Russia, in many ways, hostage to the policies of a family. The European nations presently, the European nations, they want out. They are tired. I use the term America. No, they're tired of being controlled by a family. The nations of the world being poisoned by a family. As time goes on, Christ says, as the years go on before his return, everything will be made clear. What has been hidden will be revealed. What has been kept in the dark will be brought out into the light. What is not spoken, maybe in secret, will be shouted from the housetop. Even the mountaintops, what you say in the closet, will be shouted from the mountaintops. Because God, there's a cosmic law with God. Every man must know the truth. Every man will have the truth presented to him. Every person, every individual will have the truth presented to them. If they don't want to believe the truth, well then, God is off the hook. God is not responsible. He gives us free will, gives us the ability to comprehend, to understand, to form opinions. If we don't want to know the truth, well, then the cosmic law is God will choose how you're going to be deceived. I don't want God to choose my deception. I don't want to be deceived. I want to know the truth. So, as you look at the really who the powerful people of the world, the Rothschild family, they were the high occult priest family of Europe for what, a couple hundred years? Still are to a great degree. China, great occult power in China. We're not Asian, so we don't maybe see it as clearly as we would see here in America. We'll be back, Rick Rodriguez.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. For the All Present Truth programs, which are on archived, on podcast, on 1360khnc.com, Present Truth section. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, also archived on 1360khnc.com. Well, I thought you would maybe find it interesting that the world is at war with the family. Yes, they're at war with the United States of America. Yes, they're at war with this nation. But it's really who controls the nation. Who has been, what family has been the family that has caused so much suffering internationally? What family was involved and made a decision to use Operation Paperclip to bring over war criminals from Germany to the United States and allow some of those criminals to go to other countries also. Russia, they were able to get into Germany right away and capture many of those criminals, took them to Russia. And the philosophy of the Rockefeller lineage is that everyone, excluding that family and the people that they allow into their world, are just useless eaters. They're expendable. They are non-necessaries. They're not needed. They get to choose who lives, who dies. All of the military, the U.S. military, in one way or another, is being directed by them. And when the Rockefellers became members of the Pilgrim Society in 1902, the Europeans knew that for their agendas in the future, they had to have high occult powers invited into that membership. And almost every individual that is involved with pilgrims, that has been invited to be a pilgrim member, is in the occult. The higher the position of power you have in the cult, the more desirable you are. That's this world. That's the world we live in. Remember, I've told you, America is the real meaning of the word America is the land of the plumed serpent. This is where all of the different occult religions of the world will operate on this nation. They will all come here, just like we open, we open the doors to all, give me your free, your huddled masses. It's the same. Bring all of the occult religions to the United States of America. I don't want to shock you, but eventually, when the person that everybody is asking the question, who is the coming Antichrist? When that individual takes power, he'll have access to all of the occult religions to work with him in his operation to control everybody in this country and mankind, attempting to control mankind internationally. He won't get that. He won't be able to achieve that objective. For today, Rick Rodriguez will visit tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Till then, podcast 1360, khnc.com. And we'll see what's going to happen tomorrow. Talk to you then.
Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TBB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield, or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com, and as always, live sharp.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.